Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider. SpartanMeg.com, the go-to online community for all Michigan State fans. He's standing by, and are you surprised by today's announcement?
I would have been surprised 48 hours ago, but Sunday afternoon, there were some indications and some rumors that he was going to announce something on ESPN. Today being Monday around 1:30 or 1:40 p.m. And at that point, a lot of people wondered, well, what is it going to be? And there were rumors that he might be committing to a school. And if he was going to commit to a school, many of us knew it would probably be Michigan State, for what it's worth for now. So the fact that he chose Michigan State, not a surprise. The fact that he decided to make a decision on a school is a surprise. So, yes, newsworthy, big news. Monday is a very advantageous time to drop news also, because look what it's done to the news cycle here in the state of Michigan thus far today.
Yeah, it's not just state of Michigan. I mean, it's everywhere. It's CBSSports.com, ESPN, Fox. This is as much media publicity that I've seen in the modern era for a afternoon, let's say, for Izzo and Michigan State basketball, outside of winning the national championship. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's timing. I mean, we're all starved for sports news, right? Tangible baseball, football, basketball news. And, you know, I wrote an article for SpartanMag.com that I dropped about 20 minutes ago. We have opinion pieces that I write called Dot Comp. It's a series, and I dropped that one about 20 minutes ago. And I said, he's the most famous person to ever commit to Michigan State. Now, Magic Johnson became more famous. And when Magic Johnson committed to Michigan State in 1977, that was enormous news in Lansing and through the state of Michigan. That was a long, dramatic Michigan versus Michigan State recruitment. Of course, that was before ESPN. That was before the internet. So it was all TV, radio, newspaper, word of mouth. And that went on for weeks and weeks, if not months and months. That was a big deal. And it proved to be a huge deal, obviously, for what Magic became at Michigan State and afterward. But in terms of a high school kid deciding he's going to Michigan State, nobody this famous has ever done it before. And I would say no one this famous has ever committed to a Big Ten school before. I mean, this guy, he's a teenager. He has a lot to do. But in the internet age, when you become the next LeBron James, you become world famous on Twitter, on Instagram. People know about this guy worldwide. I don't have to tell you that he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in October. Born to be a Star, I think, was the headline. And it mentioned Michael, LeBron, Magic. Now he's next. I mean, that's heady stuff. But you've seen him play, he's 6'8", face-up skill, excellent talent, still has a long way to go. I mean, Sports Illustrated once said Bobby Carpenter was the greatest hockey player in the history of the United States as a high school kid. So there's still a lot to work on. But, his head's on straight. He's getting good direction from his father. And he has liked Michigan State all along. What Michigan State did with a lot of wisdom is recruit him like a normal recruit, made him feel normal, gave him the experience of being recruited, something that other colleges didn't do because they assumed he was going one and done to the NBA. But then the NBA didn't change their one and done rule, replaced it with the G League rule, and that's what's reshuffled the deck a little bit. So there are still questions, but as of today, it's a big news day for Michigan State.
So the odds of him playing really hinge on, I would think, if the NBA one-and-done rule is eliminated, correct?
No, right now, because they did not eliminate the one-and-done rule, the NBA created a different pathway, the G League elite path. I don't even know if they've got like a capital
right.
word for it, but basically it means if you don't want to go to college, we will accept you into the G League. A certain number of players, small number of players, and you will play a limited G League schedule. You'll get academy-type training. You'll get paid at least $150,000 a year. The guy this year got a $500,000 contract to go. So he's not going to play in college. He'll do that for a year, and then he becomes eligible to be drafted into the NBA because it's still a one-and-done. So basically, you do your one-and-done in the G League if you're good enough. He certainly will be good enough. And if he goes G League, he won't just get the $500,000 that this guy got. What's his name? Josh Green. He'll get the $500,000 plus endorsement deals that will rival what Zion Williamson just signed. He's that marketable right now. However, that's if this is the caveat, Bill. If he reclassifies, he's going to the new high school that his father's helped founding this year in the Ypsilanti area. He's going to be a junior this fall. His father said that he will have enough credits that he can reclassify and graduate from high school this spring if he wants to. So if he reclassifies, and instead of being a junior this fall and winter, he becomes essentially a senior in high school this fall and winter, then he's finished with high school and too young for the G League pathway, that opens the door to play a year in college basketball. So that option is on the table, but his father says he's leaving it up to Imani and what he wants to do. Would he want to go 2 years in high school? Either way, you know, what would normally be his senior year in high school, he might be spending in East Lansing if he classifies. And reclassifying is something that several dozen athletes have done in recent years in football and mostly basketball.
I think that's a smart move because then not only do you get the exposure of building your brand to up the ante on an endorsement deal, you could take out an insurance policy and you go spend a year at Michigan State. And then you're ready to go right to the NBA.
Well, you develop as a player.
He
develops an Izzo system. Bates' father has a lot of respect for the way Izzo coaches defense and the discipline of the program. Get him out of the house. Get him a year away from house. Not too far away, but away in East Lansing to become another year toward becoming a man. Because in a couple of years, he's going to have the world in him, the palm of his hand. So get that year off campus or away from home, but within the state, playing for Izzo, and you play a year in college, it makes you even more marketable. Part of the reason Zion was able to sign that marketing deal is because he played 35 games for Duke University and all the television notoriety that comes with that. So that would make sense, and in terms of player development, in terms of publicity worldwide, and in terms of becoming, the transition from boy to man, being away from home, making decisions as a young man. And also the experience. Imani Bates likes the idea of playing in college. I can't speak for him, but there's a part of LeBron James right now that says, man, I've had the world, I've got all the money I'll ever need, I've got these championships. I wonder what that would have been like to play for Duke or to play for Ohio State. That's something that LeBron James will never have. Magic has it. Jordan has it. LeBron doesn't have it. Someday will Imani Bates want to look back and say, man, that 1 year in college, that was cool. I learned a lot. I became a man, and it was just cool. The question is, yeah, insurance policy and so forth. But if you reclassify and you go a year early, it's not like he would have a much of a decision. He would not be able to go to the G League at that point. So you can either be a senior at Ypsilanti Prep Academy or a freshman at Michigan State.
There you go. That's why I think the plan for that reclassifying to even be discussed and the reason why this prep school is happening, that he'll reclassify and he's better off weight training, playing against that competition for 1 year at Michigan State by bumping up his graduation. And then he's ready after all the exposure of the Imani Bates brand with Izzo and the Spartans. He's ready to go right to the NBA with the mega endorsement deal and the mega contract as the possible overall number one pick. There you go. That seems like the path. The more I hear it from you, Comp, that seems like the smart path.
That option will be on the table, and at this point, that would serve a lot of areas.
I agree. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. You can follow the commitment of Imani Bates to Tom Izzo and Michigan State basketball 24/7 at the go-to online community for Michigan State fans, SpartanMeg.com. Comp, thanks for your huge opinions. We'll talk soon.
Sounds great, Bill. Thank you.
All right, Jim Comperoni. Interesting there now about here's why they're doing the charter school, right? The prep school. So you reclassify. A lot of prep schools do this in sports. So you're getting coached by Izzo, weight training, playing college talent rather than playing another year of high school. That will do nothing for you. You're already National Player of the Year after a shortened sophomore season. Amazing news about Imani Bates.